Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at the progress, which is fairly dramatic, of the Israeli campaign that has come to be known as Operation Iron Swords. And it is just heading in on surrounding and apparently apprehending one of the senior leaders of Hamas. We will get to that. We'll also get to another, I guess you could call it a victory for common sense, where the Seattle City Council decided, I think wisely, to stay out of foreign policy. There had been Kshama Sawant, the socialist member of the City Council, who is leaving the city council. She won't be back there, but one of her last hurrahs was to introduce a resolution supporting Hamas. And despite the fact that she had some supporters with her, it didn't go particularly well. We will also be talking about a potential dispute between the Biden administration and the Israeli leadership on what happens after the war. The headline in the Wall Street Journal says, Israel sees military control over Gaza after the war. This does not mean a new occupation. It does not mean Israeli control of the governance or the administration of Gaza. That would be in the hands of the citizens of Gaza. But it means a protective shield against another murderous and vicious surprise attack, as we recently saw. And more on the debate coming up tonight. And the debate is coming up at 5 o'clock Pacific time, so shortly after our show. And it could be the last real chance of a clear challenger to emerge who could take on the front runner, Donald J. Trump. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There is also more about what people are talking about, the war on food. And what kind of war on food? There have been in various places, including Philadelphia and New York, which are both homes to very substantial Jewish communities, efforts to try to boycott restaurants that offer Israeli dishes. Can you believe that? I mean, there are people out there who like their falafel and hummus. And yes, then that's said to be cultural appropriation because they were Middle Eastern kinds of food that existed before the State of Israel existed. But there's this CBS News report about an Upper East Side cafe in Manhattan that has just received a flood of support. Why? Well, there's an Israeli owner who had pro-Palestinian employees who walked off the job. Clip 10, listen.
The owner of an Upper East Side cafe says more than a half dozen employees walked off the job because of his support for Israel. Some community members are rallying around this business.
On Tuesday night, supporters lined up inside and out of Cafe Arnay for more than just a coffee.
As a community and as a culture and supportive of Israel,
they're here after hearing the cafe owner, Aaron Dahan, was met with backlash from pro-Palestinian employees for putting up an Israeli flag and starting a fundraiser for the Israeli Red Cross.
Day one, somebody told us, like October 8th, said, I'm not working in a place with an Israeli flag. I don't don't want to be here.
I don't feel comfortable being in a place that supports Jewish nationalism.
One by one, workers walked off the job.
In the last 4 weeks, about eight or so.
And when the word got around, friends stepped up to keep the cafe running, including Ashley Lucas.
The team is our family, and someone in the family needed help, so we all jump in.
This is what the Jewish community does. We stand together, and New Yorkers, we stand together, we band together, we help each other out.
Allowing Dahan to feel even more compelled to keep his mission to help even stronger.
We're just going to all get together. We're not burning any flags. We're not going to curse people. We're not going to scream for people's deaths. That's not who we are as a Jewish people. We're here for peace.
Okay, and being there for peace, that was also true in a conflict in the Seattle City Council, which we'll get to in a moment. But there is a new ad, and it's a powerful ad, and it's a powerful issue, and it's an important issue. This from the Israel Defense Forces about the hostages in Gaza. In other words, people demanding a ceasefire without provision that any ceasefire would have to involve the freedom of the 240 hostages who are still being held by the terrorists of Hamas. This is what the new ad sounds like. It's clip one.
On October 7th, 1 month ago, over 240 people were abducted into Gaza by terrorists. Ever since, their lives were put on hold. In this time, a 10-month-old baby held hostage could have started walking. A 21-year-old student could have started a new semester. An 85-year-old grandmother could have embraced her newborn grandchild for the first time. An engaged couple could have gotten married. They all could have attended the funerals of their loved ones. Their lives were stolen from them. Their families' lives were stolen from them. October 7th changed the lives of millions. We will do everything in our power to bring them back. We will not let the world forget it.
And that is a powerful statement, obviously. And there was also a press conference, what is described as a harrowing press conference by the families of those who have been taken hostage. They delivered a warning to the U.S. and Europe during that press conference. Listen, this is clip two.
This guy, okay? His best friend is a hostage, too. This is Almog.
And this is a wake-up call, not only for Israel, not only for the Jewish community. This is a wake-up call for all of you here, all of America, all of Europe. You are next. You are next. And we should do everything that we can to stop these atrocities.
And by the way, the Senator John Fetterman, who we've been harsh on, I mean, he did something quite appropriate and worth commending. He has a tweet, an X message that he put up. He says, "In my front office, I've displayed the posters of the innocent Israelis kidnapped by Hamas. They will stay up until every single person is safely returned home." Well, bless you, Senator Fetterman. That's appropriate. There's a picture of his front office, which has, I think it provides all 240 people and photographs of them, because they know who has been taken prisoner so far. We are going to be speaking to Melanie Phillips, who is a very prominent journalist and author in Great Britain, a regular columnist for the Times of London. And she has written about this question about what happens next when the war actually is won. And we'll also bring you the latest on apparent progress in actually winning that war and capturing one of the most notorious leaders of Hamas, who is hiding in a tunnel. And sources say the IDF knows where. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a great pleasure and an honor, in fact, to welcome Melanie Phillips, who is a British journalist, broadcaster, and author, and actually a weekly columnist in the Sunday Times, the Times of London. And she is also one of the clearest voices for many, many years on the Middle East and Israel. And Melanie Phillips, I wanted to ask you at the very outset, the front page of the Wall Street Journal today and all over the cable news here in the States is a possible disagreement between the Biden administration and the government in Israel. The headline, Israel sees military control over Gaza after the war. And the Biden administration seems to be concerned about that. What do you believe the post-war future, after Hamas is defeated and, God willing, dismantled, what should the post-war future look like?
To be perfectly frank, I don't know what it will look like. I don't even know that I really understand what it should look like, except that I think that any solution for Gaza really has to involve Egypt, Jordan, and possibly Saudi Arabia. Mr. Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, has, as we know, set his hopes on a permanent settlement to the dispute between the Palestinians and Israel through Saudi Arabia coming on board with Israel in a kind of alliance. And that could well be the case in the medium to long term, maybe the shorter term, I don't know. The fact is that assuming that Hamas is defeated, and we really don't know what that looks like, the idea that every single opportunity for Hamas to rear its head will disappear, I find a little implausible, although I hope that will happen. But even if we assume that would happen, Hamas did not arise in a vacuum. Gaza is full of people who support Hamas, who voted for Hamas. All opinion polling suggests that since they voted for Hamas, even though many don't like its repressive regime, many of them, the majority, still support it. And we saw ordinary Gazans, so-called, pouring through the shattered border fence on that terrible Saturday, October the 7th, following the Hamas operatives who had... hostage taking. So someone's got to run this this place immediately after the war. Israel, I'm sure, Israel's government, I'm sure, thinks that they are the only people who can possibly do it. You need Israeli military might still there for a period of time. How long that period of time would be, I can't possibly tell. But the idea that, as Mr. Biden's administration seems to think, you could kind of hand it over to Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority. Mahmoud Abbas, whose Palestinian Authority has stood by, to put it no higher than that, while there is a tremendous upsurge of murderous violence in the so-called West Bank, the disputed territories of Judea and Samaria, every single day before the Gaza war, before October the 7th, every single day there have been dozens of murderous attacks and attempts to murder Israelis going on from those disputed territories. So the idea of the Biden administration that you can kind of import the Palestinian Authority to remove the threat to Israelis is ridiculous.
The idea that there would be some military control over Gaza after the war does not necessarily mean that there would be a what people call an occupation. One of the things that has been very frustrating to me, Melanie Phillips, British broadcaster, has been the idea that the reaction to the occupation was what provoked the hideous violence of October 7th. And in fact, Israel had very pointedly not been occupying Gaza with any presence at all, or any settlers or law enforcement or military resources, nothing in Gaza. So right now, the real question would be your government, the government of Rishi Sunak and the Conservatives, is facing an election coming up. Obviously, President Biden is facing an election less than a year from now. Both governments have been supportive, generally, of Israel in this conflict. Does that support survive if there becomes a question of the Israelis staying in Gaza with all of the publicity now and the cries of genocide?
Well, Rishi Sunak, the Conservative Prime Minister, is remarkably supportive of Israel, and the Conservative Party is the most supportive of Israel that I can remember, and the most concerned for the welfare of Jewish people that I can remember. However, as you suggest, there is a very significant wellspring of feeling in Britain, particularly among young people, and certainly throughout the left, which sees Israel in demonic terms, which insists on calling an occupation when it's not an occupation, which basically represents the Palestinian agenda of genocide against the Jews as resistance, while Israel's genuine resistance to that genocide is called genocide. And that's part of the country. On the other hand, Britain has undergone, for 4 weeks now, massive pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel demonstrations on the streets in which people have been calling for the murder of Jews and the dismantling of Israel. And there are millions of decent British people who are horrified, not simply by the threat to the Jews of Britain, which has followed from that huge spike in anti-Jewish attacks, not just threat to a country, Israel, where they've seen barbaric atrocities reported, but they are horrified by what it means about values by these demonstrations breaking the law, calling, as it is in England, calling for murder.
Melanie Phillips, I'm afraid we're having a little bit of problem with the connection. I do want to let people know that to find out more about Melanie Phillips' work, go to melaniephillips.substack.com. That's Melanie Phillips, that's M-E-L-M-A-N-I-E, Phillips with two L's in it, .substack.com. Appreciate your voice and your clarity on all of this, and it is, of course, fascinating for Americans to hear that as agitated as the situation may be here, the millions in the streets that you are talking about in Britain has not been a full reality, at least not yet, in the United States. Melanie Phillips, Godspeed to you, and when we come back, we will continue to look at the debate tonight and night, what that signifies, and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedVed member today. Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, and musings. Find out more at michaelmedved.com. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update. The White House is alleging that House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. The accusation follows House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's son Hunter and his brother James.
This is an investigation that has been going on for a year now and has turned up zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president because there is none.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre referred to the GOP-led investigation into the family's business dealings as unfounded. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict, the pause being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Prosecutors in former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial are asking his daughter about the sale of Trump properties and possible discrepancies in their values. Ivanka Trump is testifying today. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, I should explain that Melanie Phillips, who we were just speaking to, was in Jerusalem, where she is there covering the latest events, and there are epical events going on in the war between Israel and the Hamas. It is not a war between Israel and the Gaza Strip or a war between Israel and the Palestinians. It is a war specifically between the nation of Israel and an organized group of terrorists who are recognized as terrorists by the whole world. The European Union and certainly the government of the United States for many, many years. Meanwhile, coming up shortly after this show, and certainly something that is significant for every American, is this third Republican debate. And some people are saying that it's a particularly important debate because, first of all, it's going to have five candidates on stage. The two candidates, Mike Pence, has suspended his campaign. The governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, who had never been taken too seriously as a candidate, never had gotten above 2% of the national vote. Doug Burgum didn't qualify for this debate. And this is a particularly important debate because it seems to me that the candidate selection seems to be going down and down and down as people are assuming that Donald Trump will be the nominee, and they're assuming that Joe Biden will be the nominee. And Kristen Soltis Anderson, in a column today in the New York Times, and she is a Republican pollster and moderator of the Times Opinion Focus Group series, she writes that there is a sizable portion of the Republican electorate, that likes Mr. Trump, but claims to be open to new directions. In early states like Iowa and New Hampshire, CBS Morning News polling recently found that fewer than a quarter of primary voters are Trump-only voters. A vast majority are Trump and voters, that is, people who are considering the former president, but also are looking at the alternatives. But the point that Kristen Soltis Anderson makes is that if you want them to look at alternatives, you're going to have to show them a reason that you're a better candidate than Trump. However, these voters aren't hearing anyone clearly lay out the case for why a new direction is so critical. And they need on Wednesday night in the third GOP primary debate to do so. To defeat Mr. Trump, something significant must change, she writes. Toughness is required. The math is clear. Mr. Trump's opponents must take some of his voters from him. Republican candidates must make the case that Mr. Trump is also not the best that voters can do. That means directing at least as much fire at the front runner, who, of course, is not attending this debate, as they do at their other adversaries. Mr. Trump's strongest rivals have not compellingly answered this question. If you support Donald Trump's policies, why are you running against him? It's time they start giving an answer to voters. One of the answers, it seems to me, and it should be viable if what they're saying is true. What they're saying is there are fewer than a third of GOP voters who are committed to voting for Trump, that they are solid and they are going to go into the primaries voting for Trump for sure. The one thing that you have to make very clear is that it will be very difficult to win against any Democrat, whether it's Joe Biden or somebody else, if you are spending all of your time basically arguing in courtrooms about your guilt or innocence, or you are going back to the arguments about the 2020 election and the stolen election and dealing with all that narrative, which should be in the past, where the majority of Americans are pretty clear, and it's a solid majority, that those charges about election rigging and about the notion that President Trump actually won by a landslide, that's not a good investment of time when you're talking about within 1 year of an election that's going to be very fateful and very important to the country. One of the things that she goes on to say, Kristen Soltis Anderson, at the same time, the rest of the field has treated Mr. Trump far too gently. Speeches like one Mr. DeSantis gave on Saturday, which try to draw a contrast with Trump without saying his name, haven't moved the needle. Vague platitudes about fresh leadership and someone who can win have not yet paired with an effective explanation of why Mr. Trump is neither of those things. And as a result, Republican voters don't believe either is true. To beat Mr. Trump, the strategy can't be weak or stringent. It should not scold and certainly not demean the majority of Republican voters who do like Mr. Trump. It should take a tone more akin to, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, and then lay out why in a sustained and convincing way every week from now until the January 15th Iowa caucuses. If you believe the summary of the information that has been gathered by all the polls that indicates that, yes, Trump has a very solid base of a third of the party that is committed to supporting him almost no matter what, then it should not be, if there are two-thirds of the people who are either opposed to Trump or not yet sold on voting for Trump as the nominee of the party, then if you take just some of that third that are not sold yet and you put them together with the people who are not planning to vote for Trump, that's called a majority. And we'll see if they make any progress toward building that tonight. The New York Times, no, it's not the New York Times, it's the Wall Street Journal, has a piece that says the 2024 election could be the closest in a generation. Control of the House, Senate, and White House appears to be up for grabs. They write that the two parties are heading into neck-and-neck race next year to control all three levers of elected power in Washington, the House, the Senate, and the presidency. This is not often the case. Until 1995, Democrats held the House majority for 40 consecutive years with an average margin of more than 80 seats. They won the Senate majority in 1954 and retained it until the 1980 election. Next year, the Democrats' hold on the Senate and the Republicans' majority in the House are both at risk, while polls point to a close race for the White House. The 2022 elections resulted in just 9 seats separating the two parties. That's in both houses of Congress combined. That is extraordinary. And they also indicate that the number of competitive electoral vote states makes a close election for president almost a sure thing. We'll talk about its direction and more on the Middle East, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
It's obvious.
the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
That a New York Times poll has President Biden trailing future incarceree Donald Trump in five key battleground states. And with the election less than a year away, some Democrats are suggesting that maybe Graham POTUS should let someone else pop the ticket in 24. The calls for Joe Biden to drop out are getting louder, but that could just be because he can't hear them. Meanwhile...
That's Jimmy Kimmel last night, and maybe the teasing and the humor about the age of Grand POTUS is a way of actually dealing with that issue. I mean, there's really no way to deal with it, because you only age in one direction. Nobody gets younger. But one of the things that I think President Biden needs to do is, according to people who are close to him, who see him every day, they say he's sharp and he's avid and he's energetic. So show it to the public. And maybe with Dean Phillips now, the congressman from Minnesota, running as a Democratic challenger to President Trump, they should do a debate. And who knows? Invite Robert F. Kennedy Jr. too. Maybe he will move from being an independent candidate for president to still trying to get the Democratic nomination. Now, all of this is in the midst of a really very intense warfare that is going on around the world right now, with all kinds of threats to the United States and our welfare, and casualties in Ukraine and outrages in Ukraine and in Sudan, which is getting Darfur getting no attention at all from the larger world. Dead bodies piling up, and it's two different militias fighting each other. And then there's the latest from the Middle East and from what is going on in Gaza. And the New York Post reports that the Israeli army yesterday said its troops have entered the heart of Gaza and that they have trapped Hamas's senior leader in an underground bunker. Yahya Sinwar, 61, dubbed Israel's most wanted and called a dead man walking by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, orchestrated the terror group's October 7th massacre in Israel that killed more than 1,400 people, mainly civilians, Israeli officials have said. He also is holding, to this day, 240 hostages. Israel Defense Forces came from the north and the south. They stormed the tunnel in full coordination between land, air, and sea forces, said the Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, referring to the ground invasion on Tuesday. They are maneuvering on foot, armored vehicles, and tanks, along with military engineers from all directions, and they have one target, Hamas terrorists in Hamas terror tunnels. They are tightening the noose around Gaza City, Gallant said of the Israeli forces. Israeli soldiers have killed thousands of terrorists, both above and beneath the ground, said the IDF. As the IDF invades Hamas's 300-mile-long underground tunnel labyrinth, in the south, the war in the Strip is progressing with a force that Hamas has never known, Prime Minister Netanyahu said in a speech to the nation. Since the beginning of the ground maneuver, we have destroyed countless Hamas headquarters, tunnels, bases, and facilities. We are reaching places that Hamas never thought we would reach. He said Gaza City was now effectively surrounded, and the IDF is deepening the pressure on Hamas every hour, every day. The tunnels are said to also run under Gaza City's largest medical center, the Al-Shifa Hospital, where Israel accused Hamas of harboring several underground hubs used by the Hamas leadership. While Hamas has not commented on Sinwar's situation, the terrorists claimed they were also killing and wounding advancing IDF soldiers. The last number that I've heard is that as many as 50 IDF soldiers may have been killed in Operation Swords of Iron, which is what they call this mission. Despite the loss of life and uncertainty over the status of the hostages taken by Hamas, Netanyahu said Operation Swords of Iron will carry on until Hamas is gone. Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel or anywhere else in the world, he said. I say that with certainty, said Netanyahu. Out of the darkness and pain, we will come out stronger, more just, and more united. Together we will fight, and with God's help, together we will win. Meanwhile, there is the Seattle City Council, which just avoided getting a deep plunge into foreign policy debates, despite a loaded public comment session on Tuesday, yesterday. Members of the Seattle City Council decided not to consider a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, which would have also condemned attacks by both Israel and Hamas, as if they were comparable, and denounced U.S. military spending in Israel. The lengthy resolution, drafted and introduced by Council Member Kshama Swant, the Council's only socialist, would condemn, quote, both the methods of terror used by Hamas and the state terrorism of the Israeli government, and calls for an immediate ceasefire and calls for an end to all U.S. military spending for Israel. So this is not a up-the-middle kind of resolution. After public comment, Sawant introduced the last-minute resolution published the day before it was considered at council, calling the conflict an unimaginable human catastrophe. What's inflammatory is continuing this war. What millions of people are demanding in a united voice is an end to the war and to the bloodshed, Sawant said. Sawant, who was raised in India, has frequently brought international politics into council chambers. It's such a pleasure that she's leaving the city council. Meanwhile, there is a movie that might be more entertaining than Seattle City Council, which decided not to pass that resolution. They just filed it. But what about the movie based on a true story called Dumb Money? It's arriving today all across digital platforms. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Paul Dano plays a young husband and father in Massachusetts who's struggling to make a living by commenting on the internet about the stock market. And then he hits on one stock that's going to change his life in the bizarre true story, Dumb Money.
I'm going to pick a stock and talk about why I think it's interesting.
Retail traders have looked into GameStop.
It looks like there's one guy driving all the buying.
Well, the meow you heard there is because the real-life character Keith Gill was known as Roaring Kitty. And this often funny movie features a gifted cast, but you don't know much about these characters other than little subtitles that enumerate their personal net worth. For people who don't understand or follow the stock market, Dumb Money will be hard to follow or appreciate, and like the strange story it's telling, the plot drags on and on with a distinctly unsatisfying conclusion. Rated R for profligate use of the F word and other harsh language. 2 stars for Dumb Money, where I'm selling short this time. And on the Michael Medved show, the House Judiciary Committee under Jim Jordan tried to do hearings on free speech on college campuses, talking about some of the attempts to shut off any support for Israel or Israel's cause, attempts that verge on anti-Semitism. And guess what? The House hearing on free speech on college campuses was disrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters again and again and again. We'll bring you the latest on that coming up. A Florida school district banned cell phones. Is that something that should be followed by school districts across the country? And we'll have debate highlights or lowlights of the big Republican debate tonight. And a leading Democrat has found it impossible to avoid comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Now, who would do something like that? We'll tell you which prominent Democrat was responsible in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.